and this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Boulier's Point, British Columbia, wherever your heart may be. And I also want to send this out to Betty Estelle, who left us this morning. She transitioned on the wings of liberation for the holiday. And it was, even though she was 90 years old, we were taken by surprise. So I guess no one's listening to me when I said, please, no more people dying. I'm ready for a break. It is Earth Day. It's Coast Community Radio. It's a full moon tonight. We had a fabulous Earth Day rain today, all night, as a matter of fact, and then all morning. It was so beautiful. And listening to it was quite wonderful, too. It's time for Arts Live and Local. And Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffees since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the Old Finnish Meat Market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And support for Arts Live and Local comes in part from Coast Weekend, your source for arts and entertainment news in the Columbia Pacific. Published weekly in the Wednesday Chinook Observer, the Thursday Daily Astorian, and online at coastweekend.com. And in honor of Earth Day, I have a song by one of my new favorite people, whom I got to hear and meet. She's been around for a long time, has lots of CDs, and we even have a bunch of them, but I hadn't known about her. Met her at the Columbia Theater in Longview, Washington. Carrie Newcomer with her song Geodes. I think that's about right for Earth Day. Thanks for being here, folks.
Though you can't always tell one from another, and it's best not to judge a book by its tattered cover, I've found when I tried or looked deeper inside, what appears unadorned might be wondrously formed. You can't always tell, but sometimes you just know. Round here, we throw geodes in our gardens. They're as common as the rain, corn silk in July. Unpretentious browns and grays, a stain of Indiana clay. They're what's left of shallow seas, glacial rock and mystery. And inside there shines a secret bright as promise. And all these things that we call familiar are just miracles clothed in the commonplace. You'll see if you try, in the next stranger's eyes, a god walks around in muddy boots, sometimes rags, and that's the truth. You can't always tell, but sometimes you just know. And some say geodes were made from pockets of tears, trapped away in small places for years upon years. Pressed down and transformed till the true self was born, and the whole world moved on like the last notes of a song, a love letter sent without return address. No, you can't always tell one from another. And it's best not to judge a book by its tattered cover. I don't open them to see folks round here just like me. We have come to believe there's hidden good in common things. You can't always tell, but sometimes you just know. You can't always tell, but sometimes you just know.
That's Carrie Newcomer and her song Geodes, and I highly recommend, if you see her coming this way, get to her concert. Very personable. And she sings about real stuff. So happy Earth Day. Every day is Earth Day where I come from. That'd be Brownsmead, not Brooklyn. And but the rain was delightful. And one of the things that makes the earth happy is when people respect the earth and when we join forces with the arts, because nature is probably the best artist around. I have a couple of artists here in the room with me, and they are each the leader in a different event that's happening. One is very soon, and one is a long way off, but the deadline is very soon. So I asked them both to be here. So Robert Paulman, most of you who've been around for a while, although, welcome, Robert.
Hi.
You haven't been here very long, have you?
No, almost about 5 years, I guess.
5 years. Yeah. It feels like you've always been here. Somehow or other, you came in and just sort of, there you were, a full and total part of the art scene. Why is that? It's not like you're an aggressive personality.
I just put myself out there, you know. Coming into the town, my wife Mary Lou and I we always make a point, no matter where we are, of introducing ourselves to people, walking around the town, walking through the neighborhoods to see where we're going to live, you know, and who's here, get familiar with it. And I think...
Is that before or after you move here?
Well, some of it is before, but... But once we get here, then we really do a much deeper exploration, you know, of the neighborhoods and stuff. I think we walked all over the hills here.
That's a wonderful idea. Yeah. I think you should tell the Chamber of Commerce about that. I think I've never heard anyone, Annie, and my other guest is Annie Eskelin, who's extremely new to town. You've only been here...
1 year.
1 year. Did you do that? Did you and your husband walk all over town?
Yes, and we still do it constantly. There's a lot to explore.
Wow, that's lovely. Maybe I should try it. I'm a country girl, so it never occurred to me to walk all over Astoria.
In the countryside of
Brownsmead.
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn. Oh, well, when I lived in Brooklyn, we didn't walk all over town. It got a little too big. It's been wonderful because you certainly have... been an exciting addition, and you work with in all over the place. Everywhere I go, I see you, whether it's at the Dark Arts, you and Noel doing something, or you're out sketching somewhere, or you're teaching. And I remember that gathering out at the, where am I pointing? That's the right direction, the Alderbrook Station.
Alderbrook Station, yeah.
And I remember seeing your painting there, too.
That was, I think, the first year or second year we were here.
Oh, is that right?
I think that was when that was. And I had done a painting of Pier 39, the interior of Pier 39, which it was fascinating to me to see that interior, just the isolation of it, and to know that it had been used for packing and storing fish, and it was still pretty cold in there, so I could understand why. But yeah.
Well, that's interesting because the tenor guitar gathering, which is coming up, 7th tenor guitar gathering is coming up at the end of the month. That's where it is, but not in the cold part, I think,
right.
And also the weather at this point. But I remember you're talking. This is when I say teacher, because I'm not a visual artist, but you talked about the spaces and the perspective and just the big open space, and it allowed me to see it.
Yeah. Well, it's almost an interior landscape
mm-hmm.
when you see something mm-hmm. with that kind of volume in a building. It takes on a whole different meaning for me as a painter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm trying to convey to people, and the different light sources and get a sense of its history. The painting I named it Work Was Their Joy.
Oh, wow.
I used that phrase from the old Bumblebee, Hanner.
And the film that was made, Work Is Their Joy,
yeah.
right.
I thought
nice.
It was kind of appropriate.
Nice. Well, the reason you're here is that you have organized an Astoria Visual Arts invitational at Artport, which is actually in Il Huaco. And it's a wonderful space. How did that come about? You've got, what, 30 artists?
We've got, I think it's between 20 and 30. It's kind of hard to put an exact number on it.
Until it
happens. Yeah, right. Artists are notorious for last minute.
Right.
And
Really?
Hi. Guilty. I think it was in December, just before the holidays, that Artport proposed to us about this.
Oh,
and then, of course, when the holidays happened, everything got put on the back burner till we got back to meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of slowly rolled along. And then as we got to talk more about it, and then I got to meet Betsy Nelson. And, of course, I had known Anna Lee Larimore mm-hmm. and Penny Treat.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Everybody knows Penny.
Oh, yeah.
And, but they are mainstays at Artport,
mm-hmm.
and really were instrumental in putting their end of it together and helping me with a lot of good information to guide me along with doing what needed to get done to
put
it together.
It's an interesting space, the
yeah.
way it's laid
yeah.
out. So you,
yeah, from what I understand, it had been a restaurant at one time.
Pelicano's.
Yeah.
It was a really good restaurant,
yeah.
but...
Now it's a really good gallery.
Isn't that nice?
And, yeah, and it's a great location. It's right yeah. on the waterfront there.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. It's going to be a nice display.
So they approached the Astoria Visual Arts,
mm-hmm.
the AVA,
right.
and you're a board member, is that
That's
right?
That's correct, yeah.
So did you volunteer and say, I can see the smile on his face. Were you volunteered?
We kind of we all get volunteered for things,
right,
you know. That's,
right.
Just the way
Annie's
it is.
Smiling too. We're
yeah.
getting to her
yeah.
being volunteered. So,
but it's the kind of thing, you know, you've never done it before, so it's kind of painful at first to try to work your way through it. But got a lot of good help from,
mm-hmm.
from like I said, from Betsy and Annalie and Penny, and then also from Rebecca Rubens,
yeah, she's
from
wonderful.
And other people, you know, involved right. with the board.
So you invited. Artists, basically you're hurting artists, which
mm-hmm.
as we know is challenging.
Yes.
So did you choose who, or do we not?
Well,
I
put the information out to our entire membership list
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't able to tell. I knew some of the names on there as artists, but I didn't know everybody, and I just
right.
wanted to put it out so everybody had an opportunity to exhibit if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea how many people would respond. And we got between 20 and 30 responses, you know, and so more information went out to them because then I was able to be more selective about who could get that.
And so they didn't have to, that's not a theme, like when you mentioned the landscape, internal landscape.
Yeah, no, there's no theme. This is just an
whatever
opportunity to share the space with Artport, and get some exposure for the AVA over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
great idea.
And maybe get some more members into AVA from
mm-hmm.
the other side, from
mm-hmm.
over in Washington as well.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So will some of the Artport artists? Well, I know Penny Treat. I saw her name on the list.
Yeah, there are quite a few Artport artists going to be involved.
Okay.
We did weekend. We had a meet and greet over there where both organizations got together to kind of introduce ourselves and talk about what we were trying to do and just talk about art in general. Have a glass of wine, a little beer, and you know, always a good
makes
mix.
Things flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite wonderful being right across the river and the peninsula. Both of you being new may or may not know that. The peninsula was very, very quiet. Well, maybe Noel told you when I first came, which is 42 years ago, I know. But even until, I don't know, it started slowly. A tink tank at the Sou'wester with the older owners, the Atkins, then a theater group. And then they split into two theater groups. And then some art galleries. And there were always artists there. Of course, Noel lived there. And also Eric Weigarth lives there.
Right.
And couple of fantastic potters, but they were just sort of in their own niches.
Sure.
And maybe had their own markets, but now it's wild over there.
It's busy over there.
It's
for sure.
Wonderful. Yeah. The Shelburne's having all kinds of things happening with art and music, and the arts are have just exploded all over the coast, Washington and here. So the AVA has also exploded in my estimation from what I keep hearing. That just every time I turn around, there's yet another happening or event. And it's very exciting. Next week, if all goes well, I'll have the newest collaboration between AVA and Recology. But
that's a really exciting addition. The Recology has been doing this in different larger cities where they have their waste removal business.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, Portland, I think Seattle.
Okay, well, don't give it all away now, because guys I'll
just
talk. But
a teaser.
But we'll just mention the term trash art and let you figure it out. And of course, in our area, Cardam in Manzanita
has
been doing that for maybe, I don't even know how long, 10, 20 years, I think, or something. Started out as just they took over, a bunch of people took over the little recycling thing and made it into bigger and bigger in terms of trash on and trash art and all that kind of, plus serious recycling
and repurposed.
Kind of repurposed big time. So that's a wonderful aspect also. So one thing, however, and I'm been talking to Robert because I wanted to hear about this exhibit, which is opening. The exhibit itself, I understand, opens at the end of this month on the 30th.
That's correct.
But the reception is going to be during the Ilwaco Saturday Market, which is obviously Saturday, May 7th from 1 to 5 p.m.
That's right.
So folks who are used to the, quote, normal what a silly word to talk about art, but art walks.
Yeah.
This is an entirely different time.
I think the way it was explained to me is that that Saturday that the show will open, there's a lot of parades and events going on in Ilwaco that would have been really kind of interfering with, with trying to get everybody into the park there.
Right.
But they felt that the market being opening on that day with in conjunction with the show would be just a great way to get people down on the waterfront and in, and so it'll be a lot of fun.
I think that's a great idea, too, because the folks are there already for the market, and so whether or not they're into art, they'll become,
art. We'll get out there and flag them in.
Oh, there you go. There you go. But one of the things that has been going on in the local art world for a number of years, I don't even know how many years, maybe you do, is the Astoria Studio Tour. And that's why Annie is here. Of course, Annie was here, a month or two ago?
Yeah, something like that.
As as an artist in residence, that's small, A-I-R. AVA in capitals and then AIR in small letters. That's the Astoria Visual Arts Artist in Residence program, and there'll be some of those in your show too,
That's correct,
Robert?
Yes. We've got everybody lined up to have at least one
Annie,
piece
Annie, you're
there.
In it, too.
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Oh, that's great. Well, I'm excited because I went to see Annie's work at her studio while she was in AIR, and I was absolutely delighted. She is another person who came here a year ago and hit the pavement or hit the ocean, the river or whatever it is running, because you have an extensive art background in making art as well as administering and herding artists and all that kind of good stuff. So you have been brave enough to either step forward or accept the task of directing the Astoria Studio Tour this year.
Yes, graciously accept, I think, would be okay. The appropriate
that would be the,
term,
the way it happened. Yeah, those guys are very good. You obviously figured that out. I know those people, Becky, Rebecca and Lisa and such. The tour isn't until the very end of July. It's 2 days, July 30th and 31st. But tell us why we needed to hear from you.
Yes, so even though it's always historically the last weekend in July, Saturday and Sunday, the deadline for artists to get in their registrations is April 30th. So that's about a little over a week away.
Yeah.
And there's a big span of time as we prepare the materials and advertising and things. But
so how does it work? How do people put their applications in? What do they need to do? Artists who want to, I mean, obviously the AVA people know about it, but for the rest of the artists out there who might want to take part.
We're making it very easy.
Okay.
And the easiest way to register is to go to AVA's website, astoriavisualarts.org.
Okay, that's easy.
And the studio tour is front and center. You just click on the links and follow them around, and you can complete your entire registration online.
And just email it back?
Yep. Yep.
You don't have to print it out or anything?
Nope. You can do everything online.
Oh, this is my kind of application. Too bad I'm not an artist, but okay.
You need a bio and an mm-hmm. artist statement or mm-hmm. a combination of the two and an image.
Image.
And you can also pay online. Okay. It's $25 per
We don't talk prices
artist.
Here, but that's
okay.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. So it can be, and I didn't ask you, is all your work two-dimensional? The art portrait.
It has been for a long time, but I have done sculpture in the past.
Okay, and the show that you're putting on across the river.
I'm going to have a piece of sculpture over there.
Okay,
which
has
okay.
been lingering in my apartment, my house for
wonderful.
Ever.
Get it so, out there, yeah. yeah. And just let me sneak in right now and say, folks, do not miss the show up at the Royal Nebuchadnezzar Art Gallery at Clatsop College. It is a fabulous show. Speaking of three-dimensional,
yeah.
it's Thinking Outside the Box is the name of it, and it is. So Annie, folks, go to the website, astoriavisualarts.org, and the application is there. They can fill it out. What are there any limitations? Do they have to have their own studio? Do they have to be in Astoria? Or
great question. Yes, they have to be in Astoria.
Okay.
In zip code 97103.
Does the artist actually have to live here, or do they, or if they have a friend who lives here, could they team up with a friend and show their art at the friend's place, or are you trying to focus on Astoria artists?
We're not being particularly clear about this
Oops.
Right now, which is okay.
Okay.
It depends on the number of artists.
Okay.
There's been so
okay.
many artists influx into this area.
Yes.
I think different years, and correct me if I'm wrong, Robert, different years there has been a wider net,
mm-hmm.
but because there's been so many artists that have moved to this area, we don't want to make it too big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And previous years have had 35 or up to 50. We're really hoping that it's in that ballpark. You know, 50 would be fabulous.
Okay. So You're not talking about 50 locations, though, are
no.
you?
Okay, no, we're not.
That's impossible.
Yeah. we're encouraging people to share studio spaces if they can. On the application, you'll see there is a box that you can check if you need a studio space to share. So
good.
We will try to pair you up with an artist.
Excellent.
So we definitely want to facilitate it for anybody who wants to be mm-hmm. involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic event.
And so when you get this, will you be, I'm just wondering, does someone have to show that it's art as opposed to something else? I mean, are there standards that people have to reach? Could someone have a children's art exhibit in their home and use that? This just occurred to me. I'm just trying to think of how, who can, or should everybody just apply and then see what happens, maybe?
I would say apply and see what happens. There's definitely some criteria. We want to stick with what an open studio tour is, which is, you know, all the media, but there's always gray area. So by children's art, I'm not really even sure how to define what you mm-hmm. mean by that. And mm-hmm. so
I was thinking made by children, but you're right. There's, quote, naive art and everything. I mean, there's everything is possible. So,
yeah. I would say apply. If you're not sure, you can email or call. The website has the information
okay.
on how to do
and
that.
And since you did mention the price, if they don't get into the show, do they get it refunded or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it behooves you, if you're even thinking of it, to go ahead and apply. And I like the fact that you're letting folks say, I don't have a studio, or my studio is in my house and it's impossible to have people in there, so I need help, and you'll facilitate. That's terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's been, my understanding is there's been some amazing friendships and partnerships that have been established because mm-hmm. of the studio tour.
Well, I, for full disclosure, I go every year. And why I said, oh my gosh, not 50 places, because I can never get to everybody. I never even try to get to everybody, but even the ones I've checked off that I absolutely want to go to, I don't usually make it, because you get in there and there's somebody else in there and you start talking and you start looking at the art and then something else comes out and next thing you know, it's like 40 minutes and sorry, I gotta go.
I want to throw it out there that a lot of the studios, I'm sure that they would be open on other times, and that will give you their contact information. If for some reason you cannot
terrific.
Get there,
yes.
definitely reach out to the artists.
Boy, that's a terrific, yeah.
They want people to see what it is that they're
so
doing.
You're going to make up some kind of a flyer or folder or catalog?
Yes. This year we are so excited to be a little, it's going to be heightened promotion this year.
What does that mean?
I don't know if I'm... We have some money from the city.
That's
not guaranteed, so that's why I'm...
Okay.
But we're definitely planning on it.
On a grant.
And mm-hmm. Needing it for the studio tour, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that will allow us to have a better publication, a longer reach for advertising, all sorts of...
Okay. Well, I have to say that I have been enamored and kept the catalogs from past years, especially the ones that Charlie Schweigert did. To me, they're art pieces in themselves, because they're just the way they're for. And you get a vignette or an image from each artist. But that's a good idea. If you don't get to someone, you've got their whereabouts. You can contact them and find them another time.
And Charlie is actually on the committee this year for the graphics. The graphics team.
Good. So. See, nobody gets away around here. I tell you, it's wonderful. Well, I'm delighted, Annie, that you are so involved. And are you finding time to do your work still?
On and off. Mm-hmm. On and off. I didn't really have a studio space, and I'm now back to that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. But, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, wherever.
Where a little one can't quite get into it, right?
Higher up. Yep.
Well, I hope that works out because your art was wonderful. And that's Annie Eskelin, who is going to be in charge of the Astoria Studio Tour. Again, the tour is July 30th and 31st, but your applications are due the end of this month. That's, that's a week and one day, folks. That's 8 days from now, yeah. April 30th. So just get on it, do it, and then you can figure out the rest later. Go to the website, AstoriaVisualArts.org. And meanwhile, Robert Pohlman has the show going up at Artport in Ilwaco, and it's on the it's in the port of obviously. Hello, Artport. Well, there you go, Port of Ilwaco, 177 Southeast Howerton Way. There's lots of parking on the main street there too. It's terrific. Show opens the 30th of this month, the same day that your studio tour is due, and it will be up for an entire month. The reception is the next week on the 7th of May from 1 to 5 p.m., and it should be quite wonderful. And I love the idea that the two parts, the Washington and Oregon,
it's coming
been
a great
together.
A great collaboration.
Yeah. Of course.
More to come.
Of course. Very exciting. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in, and both of you for graciously accepting the tasks that were put before you by the Astoria Visual Arts. And we'll be hearing lots more from them soon.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we got lots more coming up right now. I have a piece of music from a show that is happening on this weekend on Sunday. It's at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria at 4 p.m. This is, hold on. I better check this. I think it's 4 p.m. Yes, it is 4 p.m. And it's by the Legends of the Celtic Harp. The name of the show they've put together, The Door Between the Worlds, R.A. Frankfurter, Lisa Lynn, and Patrick Ball. So you can just get your tickets at the door, and here's the extra added bonus is that this is music at the pack for the pack. It's a benefit for the pack. So we hope to see you there on Sunday at 4 p.m. Thank you. And that is Legends of the Celtic Harp, presenting The Door Between the Worlds at the Performing Arts Center this Sunday at 4 p.m. And it's a benefit for the PAC by some very, very well-known and wonderful performers. Hope to see you there. And hope to see you all over the place, because we do have lots happening, don't we? Dwight Caswell is here with me, and Dwight's wearing several hats. Let's see.
Only one hat today, really. Yeah.
Come a little bit closer. And, well, what we wanted to talk about right now, and I already mentioned, because I mentioned the show at the gallery, at the Royal Nebuker Gallery, which is so incredible. And Dwight is here to talk about the Royal Nebuker Art Scholarship Fund. I believe this is the first year that it's...
First year, yeah.
Tell us
about it. We've been around for about a year, and this is the first time that we'll award a scholarship. So that's happening in June.
So tell us about what the scholarship, who it's for, and...
Well, it's for...
The applications and all that kind of good stuff.
First, I should put people on notice that the deadline for the applications is May 2nd. And so if people want to apply, they should do it right away, and I'll tell you how later. But it's pretty broadly defined. It's a $500 scholarship to further your education in the arts. And that doesn't mean just going to school. Uh-huh. Anything that you would consider education, if you can convince us that it's educational and that what you're doing fits our, you know, the definitions we have set forth and the quality of the work and so on, then you're eligible for that scholarship. It's for people of any age. You don't have to be in school. You can be planning to go to school. You could do a workshop, whatever. You do have to live in either Pacific or Clatsop counties.
Okay, so we're joining the across the Columbia again, just as the last folks did. That's
well, neat. Royal had a lot of fans there, too.
And students, yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, some of the students that are going to be in the AVA show were Royal students, or some of the artists were Royal students at the college.
It's hard to find artists here that weren't his students at some point.
Especially if they are printmakers. I don't know. It will be interesting to see, because he definitely brought up a whole, popularized it, and brought up a whole generation of printmakers.
Well, last year at our fundraising dinner, we had an auction, and I've been in nonprofit work for many years. I've done a lot of auctions and events like that. This is the first time I got people mad at me because I didn't ask for their work. So if you want to donate for this year's dinner, let me know.
Is there going to be an art auction at the dinner again this year?
There will be.
Okay.
It's going to be again at the Shelburne Inn up in Seaview.
And when is that?
That's June 5th, and we are going to be awarding the first scholarship.
Okay. Now, I presume there's a committee... That's doing
the, the committee is Sarah Nebuker, of course, and Richard Rowland and myself.
Okay, nice. And how do people apply for this scholarship?
Well, they email me at nebukerfund at gmail.com. And so Nebuker is N-E-B-E-K-E-R, fund, one word, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I will immediately send you an application form. Basically, it asks for a statement, an artist statement, basically, of under 300 words, and a description of what you want to do, and four files of images of 10 of your pieces of work. And this is for visual arts only at this point. We hope to expand later. But that does include three-dimensional pieces. We couldn't have had Richard's approval if it didn't.
So how'd you get Richard in there? If not, right, of course. So people have to work even faster, because are you going to be mailing them? Is that postal mail, or you mean online?
Online.
The registration.
Yeah, that'll be
okay.
Online.
Okay. So
you're showing your age, Carol.
I know, and you usually have to download these things. I don't even have a printer. So So you need to write to Dwight. Jot this down. It's NebuchadnezzarFund@gmail.com. Is there a phone number or something in case?
Yeah, I'll give you my number. It's 503-883-3097.
Okay, good.
And there's one other thing. On that dinner, we are going to be auctioning off one of our, the artist who gets a scholarship, the recipient, one of their pieces of work will be auctioned off, and all proceeds from that will go to the artist. So it essentially doubles, it could easily double the amount of the scholarship.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's a good deal.
So the funds for the scholarship will come through people paying to come to the dinner.
Yeah, well,
and
well,
the other auction items.
Well, last year we
don't
raised
get the price on the dinner, but yeah, how much did was raised?
We raised almost $10,000 last year.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
That wasn't all at the dinner,
right?
About half of it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we set a goal of an endowment of $50,000.
Beautiful.
And then we would, from the proceeds of that every year, do scholarships, which it's being taken care of by the Astoria High School Scholarship Fund.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not just for high school kids, but they have a pretty good track record on investing the money. So we're thinking that eventually we could be giving out a total of $3,000 to $5,000 a year.
Wow. Fantastic. Fantastic. So let's go back to this year. Get your boy, folks, did you hear this? Two in a row. I didn't realize it when I was booking everybody, but we have Annie was talking about if you want to be part of the Astoria Visual or the Astoria Studio Tour, you must get your application in by April 30th. And now Dwight is saying if you would like to apply for the Royal Nebuchadnezzar Art Scholarship, you need to get your application in by May 2nd. Okay, if you have any questions, call me right after the show, because they're very close, but they're two completely separate things. Although you can apply, obviously, for both of them, sure.
Yeah.
But again, people need to be, in order to get the Royal Nebuchadnezzar Art Scholarship, you will be advancing your education in the arts, but you are already a practicing artist, because you said they have to show you some pieces. Is
yeah,
that right?
But we will certainly allow for someone who has less experience. We're not requiring somebody to be an experienced artist or a professional artist, but we're looking, you know, what we're looking for most is passion about what they're doing.
Wow. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. To help people along. That sounds like, oh boy, we're all getting emotional here because it also.
Yeah, well, you know, the arts community that is growing around here,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little surprised we haven't received more applications than we have just because of the number of good artists here. But this scholarship, when it continues to build and we start giving these things out, this is going to have a real effect, I think, on the arts community here in Astoria, or in both these counties.
I think so. And so Royal Nebuchadnezzar will have left his legacy in creating a whole art scene, and also now it will be, even after his death, it will be continuing to be part of this. So,
yeah, well, the idea for this came on the day of his death. I was at the Shelburne toasting Royal with David and Lori, the owners there, and we started thinking, what's the best way to memorialize
him? Beautiful. Of course. It makes all the sense in the world. Okay, folks, if you need more information or if you're ready to apply for this, either way, NebuchadnezzarFund@gmail.com, or you can, if you need to, 503-883-3097, or call here at the station after the show, 325-0010. with a 503 in front. Thank you so much, Dwight. And Dwight will be coming back soon because he is also chair of the board for the Astoria Music Festival, even though he is not a musician in this playtime.
We need
he is
audiences,
an artist,
too.
We certainly do, and we are so glad that you stepped. And it's looking very, very exciting. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I've got some music about a concert that's coming up on April 30th at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in Ilwaco, Sin Fronteros. Have a listen, and then I've got a live musician coming in.
Yo mantengo una riqueza, una prenda de belleza, por un brillo natural. Yo valgo más que el coral, que el diamante, que el rubí. Yo no me cambio por ti, pues yo valgo donde quiera, en regiones extranjeras también me aprecian a mí. Dicen que hubo, no hubo nada, me voy pa' el yopo de madrugada. De madrugada me voy pa' el yopo porque el guayabo me vuelve loco. Usted, usted, usted la manda a poner, que si la pone la paga, si no la pone. Pata cabra se queja y también el caracol. Para nosotros no hay dolores, solo dice la almeja. También la papa, la reina, cuenta su historia pasada. Qué vida más desgraciada. Echarnos Dios en el mundo, en estos mares profundos donde no valemos nada. Dicen que hubo, no hubo nada, me voy pa' el yopo de madrugada. De madrugada me voy pa' el yopo porque el guayabo me vuelve loco. Usted, usted, usted la manda a poner, que si la pone la paga, si no la pone también. Que si la pone la paga, si no la pone. Hermanos queridos, se los llevo la corriente. Dice un niño tristemente, que caso tan colorido. Marchemos todos unidos a bañarnos sin temor. Y no leo con su furor. Se lo llevo muy ligero cuando desapareció. Cuánto sería mi dolor. Dicen que hubo no.
Nice stuff, huh? Very, very nice. Sin Fronteras, and we've been listening to Décimas Venezolanas. Oh, my God, I didn't even realize this. It was Violeta Parra from Chile, her music. Whew. Heavy stuff, beautiful stuff. And they are going to be at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in Ilwaco on the 30th, which is Saturday. Oh, so much is happening on that at that time. At let's see, do I have what time they're happening? I don't right here, but I'm sure I will get it to you next week. So I promise that I now have live music, and my live musician is Jimmy James. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Carol.
Thanks for coming in. I'm glad we managed to work this out.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. So Jimmy is going to be playing tonight at the Astoria Library, which is on 10th Street between Exchange and... Exchange Street and 10th is where the library is. And they do some wonderful programs because they want to explore ideas, engage minds, and excite imaginations. And so they have this after-hours program at 6 o'clock this evening. And it's called A Stroll Through the Songwriter's Garden with Jimmy James and Christopher Rain. So I've never met you.
Oh, well.
Is that right? Have we met before, do you think?
Well, you do have a familiar face.
Yeah, well. Okay, well, that's possible, well, yeah.
I've lived in Astoria for almost a year now, and oh. I've absolutely fallen in love with it, and Astoria has opened its arms to me.
Wonderful. And, where did you come from?
Vancouver, Washington.
Okay. And did you know there was quite the music scene here when you came?
No. When I got here, I did.
Okay.
You can see me and the whole gang of us here at every Wednesday night at the Port-a-Call
Bistro. Are you
bistro.
One of those people?
Oh, you betcha. I'm there every
oh,
Wednesday
wonderful.
Night.
Oh, wonderful.
A great group of people. Excellent musicians. We
yes.
do a lot of different kinds of music. And
I know.
A lot of fun.
Richard T. is there. Yeah. And
awesome musician.
And Tom Peake.
Uh-huh. Tom.
Good friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good for you. You really jumped right into it. So, and do you know Christopher Rain?
Yes, and Christopher will be there with me tonight. And he's a wonderful songwriter, and he's got one of the most beautiful male falsetto voices you'll
oh.
ever hear. He's so
oh,
good.
Wow.
And I was really glad I met him. I came out to one of my jam session open mics that I run at Hondo's every Saturday night here in town.
Oh my gosh, look at this. You've been here a year and you're already running the open mic. Okay. I just went into that place for the first time last month and I was very impressed at Hondo's. So, okay. Jimmy James, who knew? You're all over the place. Okay. Well, I asked if you would play us a song. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to do a short version here for radio of one of my songs called All Because You're You.
So this is something you've written yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
We lived in that house by the sea on the shore. We were but lovers in the storm. It thundered and rained, but it wasn't in vain, baby. I'd do it again, I'd do it again for you.
You are a powerful singer and player.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So you've been making music for a while?
I first picked up guitar when I was 10 years old, and that was a long time
well,
ago.
it's a few
and
years, yeah.
I did my first gigs as a teenager with local bands. And
Did you grow up in Vancouver?
No, I grew up all over the country.
Okay, but you always found music wherever you went.
Music, the guitar was always with me, especially. I played bass and keyboards and stuff, but guitar is my first love, and it's felt like it's always been my friend.
Nice, nice. So do you usually play solo, or you, I mean, you said you like to jam with people. And
I will jam with anybody. I play all different kinds of styles for fun and covers mm-hmm. and stuff like mm-hmm. that. When I do my originals, it's right. solo because
okay,
it takes time to build a band.
That's what I'm getting at because, you'd have to have a steady group of folks who...
Do you
ever introduce your original stuff to the jam group?
Oh, yeah. We do... At a jam session, even though you've got really good seasoned musicians, the best thing to do, because you never get to practice it, is bring in simple stuff.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of simple stuff you can weave around it with all different instrumentation and just have a lot of fun. And on Wednesday nights especially, that's what we do there at the Bistro at Port-au-Call.
Is anybody welcome to this?
Anybody's welcome. You can come and listen. If you're a beginner, you know, come talk to us. You know, we can see if we can get you up there from 6 to 8. It's open mic. And then from 8 to 11 is the jam.
Wow.
And
this is fantastic.
It's really good.
Okay, so this is at 9th and Commercial. It's attached to the
event center,
but it's right there on the corner. And I used to go every once in a while to the last Tuesday poetry open mic. Our leader there just died suddenly, Rick Vrana. So, but I didn't even realize until Tom Peake told me that you guys were happening on Wednesday night.
Yeah, 6 to 8 for the open mic. And so
if you're out there and you love to play music and you've been looking for where to play, and so if it's a new person, maybe they would just kind of quietly play along rather than in the jam.
Well, there's all kinds of things we can do. You know, we're going to try to put you up there with the level of experience that you have.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just let us know. There's all kinds of things we can do. And the main thing is having fun and making music.
Beautiful. Is there a leader of the group? Or is it
Richard Tomasian.
Richard,
he is an awesome musician.
Yeah.
Astoria Swing Cats, Maggie and the Cats, bands like
Richard
that.
Richard T. and Friends. He's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Pete on keyboards and Tom on drums. And then there's a retinue of several other musicians that are there all the time in support and playing too. So there's just
how many people show up for this thing?
I've seen it pretty full in there before. I've even got to the point that I didn't even get to go up on stage. There were so many visitors, so I just kicked back and listened to the music.
Right.
But there could be some nights, you know, just a few folks here and there. But most nights, there's a bunch of folks in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the food is great.
Yes, it is. And there are lovely people there, too. So check that out. Wednesday nights. What time did you say is the?
6 to 8 is the open mic night. Can get in before 6. You can sign up for that. Mm-hmm. And then the jam session is from 8 to 11.
Wow. Wonderful. Jimmy James, I'm sure glad I met you. I'm finding out all kinds of new things. If I'm in town on a Wednesday night, I'm just going to drop by and listen to some good music.
Oh,
sounds great.
Love to have you.
And then you do Hondo's on what night is that?
On Saturday night.
Saturday night.
It's an all-original songwriter showcase it's an open mic and a jam session.
Wow.
Like I said, I'll get up and I'll jam with anybody. I have a lot of fun.
You're not shy.
Not at all.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
A great gig tonight. Again, this is at the library, the Astoria Library on 10th and Exchange, after hours at 6 p.m. The entrance is actually on 10th, but there's another entrance right by the parking lot there. And that's a stroll through the Songwriter's Garden with my guests, Jimmy James and Christopher Rain, also from Astoria. Wonderful. Thanks so much. And I have some things to tell you about what's happening. Not much time. I also wanted to play you something for today in addition to Earth Day, as I say, which is in my book every day. It's also a full moon, and the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar, and that's why the moon and the holidays go together. So tonight is the first night of the 8-day holiday of Passover, or Pesach, and if you're into celebrating, then you too can share in the celebration. Thanks, folks.
Ilu, ilu, hotzianu. Hotzianu mimitzrayim, hotzianu mimitzrayim, dayenu. Ilu natan lanu et ha-shabbat, natan lanu et ha-shabbat, dayenu.
Well, Dayenu means it would have been enough for us, but you know what? It's never enough in the arts. So let me just remind you what's happening tonight. The Astor Street Opry Company, Real Lewis and Clark, and they've gone back to their Cheap Fridays, so you can get real cheap tickets tonight. And they're Friday and Saturday night, the Astoria Library, you just heard about. North Coast Recreational District Performing Arts Center has Charlie Chaplin's The Kid silent film with Liz Cole on piano live from 4 to 5:30. That is right now, folks. And you already missed today, but tomorrow they will have the Eco Fair 10 to 4 arts speakers outings and films. That's all at the NCRD in Nehalem. Hoffman tonight, Best of 42nd Northwest Filmmakers, 7:30, and Saturday Poetry Fest with at 7 with Andrea Hollander and John Brehm. And The Odd Couple is at the, how could that be? Oh, The Odd Couple, let's see. The Odd Couple is tonight at 7 p.m. No wonder. The Charlie Chaplin is from 4 to 5:30 and The Odd Couple tonight, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the NCRD. Tomorrow, Peter Sears, the Poet Laureate, has workshops at the library, Astoria Library. Columbia River Symphony is at the Liberty Theater at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Coastline Christian Fellowship Symphonic Stories. It's going to be a terrific show. Nehalem Valley All-Stars, 7 o'clock at the Cannon Beach Legion. The Coaster has magician Jason Andrews and Donna Crispin at the Sou'wester. Sunday, Legends of the Celtic Harp at The Doors Between the Worlds, 4 o'clock. 4.